I'm Ruth Sukup, and this is your weekly quick win, just because you asked. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast, Quick Win. Our goal is to create actionable solutions to real life problems that you can apply to your own life right away. This Quick Win episode is brought to you by the Doing It Scared coaching program. And if you've ever felt overwhelmed or like you're all alone when it comes to achieving big things in your life, then Doing It Scared is the perfect place to find the support, motivation, and accountability you've been craving. You can find out more about what's included and join our waiting list at doitscared.com/coaching. That's doitscared.com/coaching. Today's big question comes from EBA student Rebecca J, who says, as an online business owner, do you have any thoughts about this global pandemic and what our response should be? I would really love your input on this. Rebecca, I love that you're asking this question because truthfully, this is probably a question that we should all be asking ourselves, and not just as business owners, but as people. The reality is that this global pandemic that we're seeing right now is unlike any other crisis we've experienced in our lifetimes. There's no rule book, there's no precedent, there's literally no way to predict how it's all going to play out. We just have to wait and see. And so it's really not all that surprising that the whole world is a little bit on edge right now, afraid of getting sick, worried about running out of necessary supplies, concerned about losing our livelihoods, nervous about an uncertain future. People are getting laid off left and right. The stock market is tanking. There's even talk about recession. And all of that fear makes it really hard to think about thriving in the midst of it. And yet, that is exactly what I want to talk about today and what I would recommend for anyone who is listening to this right now, not just business owners, but anyone. Look for a way to thrive while everyone else is just trying to survive. Because although for many people, the natural tendency is to want to panic, the truth is that in the midst of every big challenge, it doesn't matter what the challenge is, in the midst of every challenge, every crisis also exists a whole lot of opportunity. And so if you can manage to stay calm and keep your wits about you, there is actually a way to not just make it through this global pandemic in one piece, but to actually come out the other side better than before. So that begs the question, of course, how do you actually stay sane and thrive in a world that feels a little bit crazy and downright scary right now? How can you do that? How can you thrive when everyone else is just trying to survive? So I have a few thoughts on this. The first thing that I want to talk about is just kind of essential mindfulness stuff, because I think this goes back to all of my days spent in therapy and 2 years of psychiatric hospitals, but I learned a lot about mindfulness in those days. And so I want you to practice staying calm. That's my first tip, is just practice staying calm. Anytime you feel on edge, anytime you feel the anxiety, practice self-care. Because in the midst of any sort of crisis, the people who thrive are the ones who know how to stay calm and get focused. Panic never serves you. So practice the actions and the self-soothing behaviors that can keep you centered and grounded so that you're able to think rationally and clearly and see those opportunities that are around you. There's a couple ways you can do this. First, just breathe. There's so much to breathing. It is so effective. But several times a day, if you need to, take 10 deep breaths, slowly breathe in through your nose, and then slowly exhale through your mouth. This is a proven way of instantly calming yourself down and lowering your body's stress response. The next thing I want to recommend is to just limit your access to the hysteria. Guys, panic and hysteria only begets more panic and hysteria. And I'm not saying that this is not a crisis. I'm not saying that this is not serious. I am not saying that we should not isolate ourselves. I believe all of those things to be true. I think it's really important to flatten the curve and to do everything that we can to keep our families safe. But it's also important to know that the media's goal is to get more clicks. It's to make things sound as bad as possible because more people become more caught up in the news and start clicking more, it leads to more page views. The media outlets still want to make money, and there's nothing that will create more traffic than a crisis. So it's in their best interest to play up the drama. And that doesn't mean, again, that there isn't something to be concerned about. There is. But it's also important to not become so caught up in the hype in the news and on social media that you start to not be able to think rationally. So pay attention to that. Pay attention to how often you're checking the news and trying to get updates. You don't need updates 20 times a day. Pay attention to your self-talk and continually remind yourself of all the things that are okay. So limit the hysteria. And then finally, laugh. Try not to take yourself too seriously. Even as you take those reasonable precautions, some of us are cooped up with our kids. You're going to need to laugh or you're going to go crazy. So keep yourself, your family healthy, but find ways to laugh. Find ways to access your sense of humor because laughter is just good for the soul. All right. So that's my first recommendation. Practice staying calm. The second thing I want you to do is focus on what you can control. Now, there's a lot right now that is completely out of your control. There are circumstances that are outside your ability to predict or influence. You can't predict businesses closing. You can't predict school closing or when your kids will go back to school. You can't predict or control the restrictions on travel or even the grocery store running out of toilet paper or hand sanitizer. And when all of this happens, it is easy to start to feel completely helpless. Like life is outside of your control and that you have no say on what happens next. But the reality is that there is still a lot that is within your control. And that is where I want you to be focusing your time and energy and attention. Don't focus on anything that's outside of your control. You can't control that. So worrying about it is not going to do you a darn bit of good. But here are some of the things that you can control. First, your attitude. You can't control what happens to you, but you can choose how you decide to respond. And so your attitude and your mindset during this crisis can be the difference between a completely miserable few months or the most productive, amazing time of your life. It's your choice, but you choose your attitude. The other thing that you can control is your schedule. And I know when we're all cooped up at home, staying in your pajamas and lounging around for the next few weeks might actually sound kind of appealing. But the truth is that you will feel better and you will get more done and be more productive if you can maintain some sort of regular schedule, a regular routine, and a regular planning rhythm. If you just allow yourself to kind of sink into a routine of not even getting dressed, not even taking care of yourself, instead of getting dressed, brushing your hair, putting on makeup, doing all those things to feel productive and to feel normal, it's going to make a big difference. And then finally, the thing that you can control is your free time. And believe it or not, you do have a choice in how you choose to spend your time, even if you are self-isolating, even if you're cooped up at home. And, you know, there's a choice of laying in bed and watching Netflix for the next 4 to 6 weeks or longer, however long this crisis lasts, or you can choose to do some things that are really productive with your time. And we're going to talk about that next. So that actually leads me to my third point, which is to seize the opportunity. Guys, again, in the midst of every crisis, there is always a whole lot of opportunity. And man, at the very least, that means that we all have a lot more free time right now. Staying home, even if your kids are home, even if you're suddenly being forced to do homeschooling, which you're not weren't expecting to do, even with that, you probably still will have more free time than you had in the past when you were out and about. I don't even think we're aware of how much time it takes to be running around all the time. And so being at home all the time means that suddenly you have hours available to you that you've never had before. And that means that you have a very big opportunity to make the most of this additional time, to find a way to thrive and set yourself up for long-term future success. This is your chance to work on big goals, big projects you never have time for. This is your chance to organize your house, to make massive progress in your business, or to do any other number of productive things that you wouldn't otherwise have time for. Again, you can sit around watching Netflix, complaining that you're bored and wishing things were different, or you can look at this opportunity as a hidden gift. It's your choice. So what are these opportunities specifically for online business owners? Well, here are just a few that I see. We talked about the fact that you have more free time. You're stuck at home for the foreseeable future because pretty much everything else has been canceled, and you can use this as a time to build your business. You can look at this mandated downtime as a gift. Don't waste it. Make the most of all of these spare moments by diving into everything that you possibly can to learn how to build your business. Do more research, take more webinars, look at stuff that you normally wouldn't be able to figure out because you don't have time for. Use this time to build your business. But you're not the only one with more free time. So that means that you have another opportunity in the fact that there's a captive audience out there. With the bulk of the population stuck at home, you can be expecting, as an online business owner, for a whole lot more people to be online searching for either entertainment, inspiration, or solutions. More people online means more opportunities for growing your traffic, more opportunities for selling your products. And you better hope that you're ready, which is why you need to be spending your free time getting ready. The other opportunity I see for online business owners is a very clear felt need. Knowing that more people will be online searching for solutions to their current problems means that you have an opportunity to create content and create solutions for those specific problems. You might already have some solutions for those specific problems, but maybe you just need to change up your marketing to address the fact that people are looking for that right now. The key is paying attention to what people are saying and to what they might be looking for. And then finally, the other opportunity that I just want to point out is the fact that you have an online business model, which is probably the best business model that you could possibly have right now. Believe me, my dad and brother are in the hospitality industry up in Seattle, no less. And up there, things are not good, especially for hotels. And I can tell you, honestly, there has never been a time in history where I have felt more fortunate to own an online business than I do right now. And even if you're brand new to this, even if you're just getting your online business started, this is wonderful confirmation that this is a great industry to be in. This is a great way to build a business because it's immune to a lot of the pitfalls that brick and mortar businesses face. So accept that, appreciate that, and use that to your advantage. Guys, in the end, there's a lot that we still don't know about how this COVID-19 crisis is going to play out, how long it's going to last, or even what's going to happen. But even in the midst of all that uncertainty, there is a lot that you can control in regards to how you decide to use this time and how you decide to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. Remember, in the midst of every crisis, there is always a whole lot of opportunity. The key is staying calm enough to recognize it. And that is your quick win for today.